Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I'm Danielle Riando, and this is Waypoint Radio, and today we're doing a very special episode because we have Ark from Overwatch League's New York Excel, who is in town to compete and to also meet fans for New York Excel. So welcome. I know you're in New York City, you know, sort of meeting fans, meeting like really passionate fans this week. So I just want to start out with, how has your trip been? What has it been like here so far?
It's like my third time in New York right now, and it's really cool every time I come here. Actually, it's really cool since I was staying in LA, and though except for that, I think everything's really good, really good.
Nice, awesome. Yeah. So you're kind of meeting fans. I know you're competing. You're sort of playing with fans a little bit, doing some sort of like fun matches, and then also obviously competing this weekend. Do you want to set that up a tiny bit? What that's been like a little bit?
For now, we're like some of our members are already playing with the fans in the pop-up store right now, and we have a match with the Philadelphia tomorrow and the Valiant on Sunday. I think it's Sunday. And it's gonna be really fun. I'm getting really excited, and all the members right now in the pop-up store are also excited right now.
Awesome. Oh, that sounds great. Is it fun to play with fans?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Like, we have no... actually no chances almost at all since we're always like practicing in the facilities and doing some like team things, and like it's almost our first time playing it, so we're all so excited, and it was so fun when I was playing one game right before.
Nice, that's awesome. Do you ever feel like, oh, do people ever surprise you? Like, are they better than, you know, you thought they might be? Like, oh, you know, they're just fans. Or do you ever have to like bring your A game? Like, they're, oh my god, they're so good.
You know? Actually, some of the like players are really, really good. Like, some of them are like our own grandmasters, and like some of them are masters, or they're really, really good. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. I would feel very, you know, I think that would be really funny if it was like, oh, something I was really good at. And I'm like, oh, hello, fans. And then they actually were really good. I'd be like, oh, my God. I need to step it up a little. Awesome. So one of the reasons we thought this would be kind of fun to do is because I know you have a history of, like, going to nursing school. And I perked up when I heard that because I'm actually an EMT. So I do that kind of for fun. And I know you have a history of, like, wanting to help people and wanting to help people who have been hurt. And I'm, like, always having gaming experiences that are sort of shaped by some of those experiences that I've had, you know, sort of helping people or doing medical stuff. And I was wondering if you've ever experienced that, if you've ever felt like there's some connection here, you know, like you're playing a game and you feel like, oh, my God, this need to help people actually sort of ties into this in some way.
Oh, when I was playing the first, like, game, actually, like, playing the Overwatch, I didn't think that it's that much connected. But as, like, time goes, I think it's somehow kind of connected because, like, it's actually almost, like, same in some kind of view, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
At some point, yeah.
Absolutely. I sort of thought of, like, triage. You know, like, it's almost like the way you prioritize problems, right? Like, oh, my God, you have to deal with this and then this and then this. Airway, breathing, circulation, you know, that kind of thing, right? Same thing in games, right? Like, oh, you have this problem that you have to think about first and then this problem that you have to think about first. I guess I'm wondering if you think of it in that way, like it's triage, or if you think of it in a different sort of term.
Oh, I think it's kind of similar in the, like, team games, since, like, strategy and things like that is going with the way you're, like, you talked. And for the, like, mechanical things, I think it's kind of different. It's kind of more like an instinct and, like, yeah, more like scheduled, I think. Yeah,
almost like procedure or something, right? Which is pretty cool. Cool. And, you know, I'm sure you've been asked this before, but, you know, again, with that context of, like, coming from wanting to be a healer in some ways, right? You know, being Mercy main, I have to ask, like, is there, like, any special overlap? Do you ever feel like, oh, I'm almost, like, role-playing as a healer in the game.
Oh, yeah. I when I was playing Lucio before, like, before the meta of the Mercy came, like, I didn't think that much related, since, like, Lucio is more like character that is, like, killing people and speeding, and that's all he had to do. But, like, Mercy is more like, making myself alive and then making others alive. So, like, it was almost like a medic in the real war. So it feels like more like related to the nursing, I think.
Yeah, that's a really, really cool point. And I know you've said in interviews before, almost like, oh, you know, even being a healer, you still have to play a little bit selfishly. Like, you do have to kind of think of yourself first, right? So you can be alive to help them, which I thought was really cool. Wow. So, yeah, you still feel that way? I guess I should make sure that's still, like, relevant.
Yeah, I think it's... I mean, like, in the real world, I think it's almost the same as it.
It is, yeah. It's true. That's what they tell us. You know, like, as an EMT, like, you go onto a scene and the first priority is your safety. Because it's like, oh, if you become another patient...
Yeah, it's done. Yeah.
Right? Like, you didn't help anybody, right? So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. So I wanted to ask a little bit about the team, because I know it's like a really close-knit team and you guys live together and then you train together, which is awesome. But I wanted to ask how you keep like a good balance between, you know, living together and being friendly and then also being teammates who have to train and kind of compete together. How do you kind of make that work?
For me, I personally deal with our teammates sometimes as a business partner and sometimes as a friend. Like, I try to like, how should I say this? I try to like deal with them when I'm practicing with them. I try to make myself more strict to them and to myself. And when I'm like dealing them as a friend, like in a weekend or like some resting times, I try to be more friendly to them and also like have some fun. Yeah, do something, everything with them. Yeah.
And it sounds like a hard job, right? To kind of have to be both of those things, right? Like, it's hard to, you know, I can imagine, you know, we're friendly on my team, you know, we're friends with each other and we hang out together. And then also it's like, all right, we got to get the work done. You know? So, yeah. Do you ever find it hard to kind of split those roles a little bit?
Sometimes I have a problem like with some players sometimes, sure. Yeah, because you're human, so
of
like
course.
Yeah. Well, if you have a like problem as a friend, like it's kind of like hard to like separate the feelings between the business partner and friend, but I try to deal with them and I think it's working great since far. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, and you know, that sort of team unity aspect is obviously so important too, right? It's like you have to all be cool together to play well together, right? So
sure.
Really important aspect of it, which is cool. And I also wanted to ask, I know I heard that you were like surprised and happy about the passion of New York fans, which is awesome. Like, can you talk a little bit about that and about like being surprised by that?
Like, first time we came here, I think it was second time actually, like when we came here, when the pop-up store was first opened, like there were like thousands of fans waiting for us. So like, everyone was saying that it was kind of tiring, but it was also so, so fun to like meet all the fans and like feel the passion of them. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. And probably a really good feeling too, right? Yeah. That they're like supporting you and like, oh my God, you know?
Yeah, we never thought that like thousands of people are going to be coming. So yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome. I guess I'll ask, just as a follow-up, if you can speak to, like, what was that like to encounter that for the first time? Like, was it, you know, like, an emotional reaction for you? Was it like, oh, my God, I don't know how to deal with this? Or was it, like, you know, like, a happy feeling for you?
To meeting the fans?
Yeah, meeting the fans and just, like, how excited they were.
Oh, like, first time, like, I was thinking that, well, like, I know that fans were going to be coming, but not that much.
Sure.
But, like, thousands came and what is happening here? first, I was so frustrated, and some of my teammates were too. And then it was getting like more and more, like natural. Yeah. I would say. And well, after that, it was kind of easy, more dealing with them.
Yeah. I can imagine that, like, that's shocking at first. And then, like, you know, have you kind of gotten a little bit used to it now, like, some of that attention? Have you gotten a little more, like, oh, this is part of my life, is having a lot of attention from fans?
Like, I think there's, for me, I think there's like two part, like normal me and and as a player. So as a player, I think it's really, really kind of going natural things.
Yeah.
But like as a human, like as a person myself, I think it's kind of like not used to it yet.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Yeah, it can be hard, you know, if you're like in the public eye in some way, right? Yeah. And people can like see you all the time. There's, you know, pressure for that. So would you consider yourself like a little bit more of a shy person? And
yeah.
So it's new.
I'm really, really shy, so.
Yeah, totally, totally. Well, you know, it's always worth rising to that challenge, right, obviously, because people are very, very impressed, obviously, with the team. They're so excited about the team. They're going to be rooting for y'all, which is pretty awesome. So, yeah, I wanted to leave some space also if you wanted to talk about anything or plug anything or, you know, kind of tell us more about what you've been doing and how the team is doing.
Well, first, I want to thanks to our fans always loving us. Like, we never expected that, like, it's going to be, the fan base is going to be this much huge. So, like, we're still, like, thanks to all the fans.
Awesome.
Not only for the like fans who are living in New York, but all over the world. I'm all, like, it's too big. So thank you very much. And well, our teams are like improving a lot since the last season. We're trying really, really hard, and I think we're gonna like show you really, really good shapes when the season starts and also the match that's on the Saturday and Sunday. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you so, so much. This has been so much fun. Really appreciate you coming out. I know you're in New York, you're meeting fans, you've got a lot going on. So I really appreciate you making time for us today. So I'll just do our little intro, outro rather. I already did the intro, of course. And the outro, which is, as always, we're going to do shout outs to Too Mellow for the track Bump This off of Trunk Fiction. Check out his music and musings at Mellow Makes and his tracks at twomellowmakes.bandcamp.com. We're on Twitter at Waypoint. We're on Facebook at Waypoint Vice, YouTube at Waypoint Vice, twitch.tv/Waypoint, and waypoint.vice.com. Ark, where can people find you online if they want to check out what you do?
You can like try to check out all of my stuffs in Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, and also NXL sites like Twitch, Twitter, everywhere.
All of that. So check out New York XL, or do you have a specific handle you
I think
use?
You guys can check it out in NXL.
Perfect. Yeah. Awesome. So definitely check that out. Thank you so much, and I remind you all to be good and be good at it.
Thank you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.